So let's review. Having discussed the requirement of tzafin for oila and chatas, the Gemara continues with carbon asham and asks, asham menolan debay tzafin. From where do we derive that an asham must be offered in tzafin in the northern part of the Hazar? And the Gemara explains, the pasuk of asham reads as follows, b'malkam asher yishchatu esa oila yishchatu esa asham, v'ez dama yizik al mizbeach tzafin. And we derive shchita b'tzafin from the beginning of the pasuk, b'mkaim asher yishchatu esa oila yishchatu esa asham. The asham is slaughtered in the same place as the oila, namely in tzafin. And we derive Kabbalah b'tzafin from Mez Dama Yizrik. As Rashi explains, we read the pasuk Yishchatu es Asham Mez Damai, and so b'makam shchitasai to hate Kabbalah's Damai. The Kabbalah must be in the same place as the shchita in tzafin. Furthermore, we expound Damai ve'ez Damai. The extra word teaches us Mekabel Atzmai. The Kohen receiving the blood must also stand in tzafin. Furthermore, another pasuk in Parshas Metzaris says b'shachar es akeves b'mkremes sheyishchat es achatzes v'sa'ila. And so shina l'vakatzav la'akiv. The pasuk repeats this halacha of tzafin to teach us that it is only valid in tzafin. However, the Gemara cites a braisa that makes a different drasha from this pasuk. One of the yudgma midas shatari nejesh behen is davar shay bechlal v'yata lidim adavah hachadosh iyata rishoy lachzir lechlalay achek zena kasa bechlalay beferish. If something was included in a general category and was then given unique halachas, we cannot assume that it retains all the ordinary halachas of that category until the Torah explicitly includes it. For example, yatsa asher mitzayra lidim adavah hachadosh. B'bo'in yad, u'bo'in ragel, v'oiz nimonis. Yochel lo yehi toin ma'an dom be'mum l'gabe mizbeach. Since the asham mitzayra is different from ordinary ashamas in that it requires applying the blood on the thumbs and right ear of the mitzayra, we would think that we do not offer the blood or imur on the mizbeach. Therefore, the pasuk in Parashat Mitzayra in its entirety reads as follows: V'shachar es hakeves b'mkoyim asher yishchat es achatas v'sa'il b'mkoyim hakodesh, ki kachatas ha'asham hu l'koyin kodesh kodeshim hu. And from kachatas ha'asham hu, we expound Ma'achatas tu n'matan dom be'murim l'gabi mizbeach, afasha mitzayra toin matan dom be'murim l'gabi mizbeach. And asham is like a chatas and requires zrikas adam and aktaras imurim on the mizbeach. Now, as Rashi continues to explain, the Gemara asks, Hilkach le'in shchitas tzafin nami boi lachziroi, ki heiched ahadri l'matan damoi, di'iloi hadur kasvei b'gavei, havaminu loi n'boi tzafin. Similarly, we need the beginning of this pasuk to teach that the asham mitzayra requires tzafin, and it cannot teach tzafin la'akiv for all ashamas. At first, the Gemara answers, Nichtav b'hai v'lo nichtav b'hai. Although we cannot derive asham mitzayra from other ashamas, we can derive other ashamas from asham mitzayra, and therefore we reverse it. The pasuk of tzafin b'asham mitzayra is l'mitzvah, and the pasuk of tzafin b'shar ashamas is la'akav. However, the above answer is subject to a machlekes regarding this klal of davishay b'chlal, v'yotz lidim d'bar chadosh, iyat rishor lachzir l'chlole achek zin ha'kasa b'chlol b'feirish. And our answer can work only according to the opinion that ihu hu d'le'gamim m'chlole avoklole gamim minei. The specific case cannot derive its general halachas from the general category, but the general category can derive its general halachas from the specific case. But our answer cannot work according to the other opinion that lo havo gomer mechlaloi, but lo chlolo gomer minei. The specific case cannot derive its general halachas from the general category, and the general category cannot derive its general halachas from the specific case either. According to this opinion, we would not be able to derive tzafin b'shar hashamas from tzafin b'asham etzera. The Gemara answers, keeping the Hadri Ahadri. Once the Torah returned the Hashem Etzar to its general category of Shara Shamas regarding Zrika and Nemurin, it's returned regarding Tzafin as well. Therefore, we know Tzafin Basham L'mitzvah from Kechatas Ha'ashem Hu, and Tzafin Ba'ashem La'akiv from Meshachet Esakevis B'mkoyim Esh Yishchat Esachatas V'sa'il. The Gemara then explains why the pasuk appears Ashem to both Oila and Chatas. I'akshi L'chatas Haben Mina Dava Lamed Behekesh Chazim Lamed Behekesh. The need for tzafin by chatas is derived from oila, and so it cannot be further extended to asham. Furthermore, i'akshe la'oila havamina dava lamed behekesh chayzim lamed behekesh. If it would only compare the asham to the oila, I would not know whether I could have learned it from the chatas. Therefore, the pasuk compares it to both the oila and the chatas in order to teach that we couldn't have learned this from the chatas alone, because we cannot derive a halacha through a hekesh from something that was itself derived from another hekesh. The Gemara now begins a lengthy discussion regarding how we can make certain drashas specifically for matters of kachem. The Gemara discusses four types of drashas: hekesh, a comparison; gzeir shava, similar word usage; kal v'chomer, logical deduction based on relative stringency and leniency; and binyanav, also known as a mametzina, whereby we compare the halachas of similar matters. The Gemara discusses dan and lamed milamed, whether something derived through one of these four methods can be applied further using one of these methods. This gives us 16 different inquiries, the first of which we've already established. Davar halamed behekesh, ein chayzim lamed behekesh. Something derived from a hekesh cannot be applied further using another hekesh. The Gemara inquires, Dava halamin behekesh ma'o shei lamin begzeres shava. Can something derived from a hekesh be applied further using a gzeres shava? In response, the Gemara cites a braiser, Reb Nosson ben Aptolmas Eimer, Pricha bebegodim tahira. If the nega on a garment spreads and the entire garment turns white, it's not tamei because nema karachas begabachas bebegodim, but nema karachas begabachas ba'odim. Ma'la halam perach bekulei tar, avkam perach bekulei tar. This is derived from gzeres shava, from tzeras of the scalp. Just as tzeras covering the entire scalp is tar, so to regard the negayim of garments. However, the Gemara points out the halacha of the scalp is itself derived from the halachas of tzeras of the body, as the pasuk says, "Mireishi vad raglav." And this gish reishi l'regel mala halin kuli hafach lavin parach bekuli tar afkan kuli hafach lavin parach bekuli tar. We compare the halachas of nige reish to ordinary nige arbaser. Just as tzeras covering the entire body is tar, so to a nega covering the entire scalp is tar. Here we see dav halamid behekish yilamid begzeres shava. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. Ordinarily, something derived from one of these four methods can be applied further using one of these methods. However, these inquiries are specifically regarding kachim, and perhaps we do not make these drushes in kachim. David the Gemara cites another proof from kachim. We should expand the gzeres shava between all types of kachim kachim, that tzafen is required, and it does not have to state tzafen explicitly regarding ashim. Clearly, in kachim, dava lamin behekesh, in chayzum lamin begzeres shava. The Gemara continues discussing other forms of dan and lamin melamad in the next daf.